Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Justice for Breonna and George, I pray that you rest well. When I was locked, I witnessed the murder right in the next cell. The SEALs beat that brother to death for smuggling Nextels. Killed him while he was cuffed, and I bet that made all their chests swell. Elderberries with fresh kale, immune to your viruses that infect males. In tune with the Bible and its possessed spells.
Let's go.
No need to test hell. We felt the brother's pain. He was suffocated with knee. Now the country's waiting to exhale.
Damn.
I'm even killed, but I've even killed. I demand respect, and I won't leave until I'ma bet on black like I was Stephen Hill. Living in them shacks and thinking we should kill. Now they say it's cap, you thinking we should kneel. How they held us back will be a secret still. You don't hear them screeching wheels. You don't hear them shots fired. Firearm I keep concealed. Plantation cops hired. They hear the police to fear. American dream. You sleeping if you believe it's real. How you think my people feel? We ain't dodging bullets.
Yep. This is Dirty Water Podcast, episode 100.
100.
Okay. It's your local New York nigga, Dave B.
Mose. Lex. Local New York nigga, Dave?
I'm local, nigga. I'm local wherever you at, nigga.
Local New York nigga. You in Fayetteville, though, bro.
I'm everywhere. They ain't never there. How y'all fellas doing?
Chilling, man. Good. Chilling, man.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
It's been a little minute. How you been feeling, Dave?
I'm all right, man. I'm surviving.
Been a little minute.
Yeah, man. It's been a tough little year, right?
A little skeptical with you today, man. You came here dressed like, I was like, you know what was up with you, man. Like, I'm you about good, to go man. Rob somebody. Your mental is good?
That's coming straight. From a nigga who wear black every day.
Right.
I mean. Shut up.
Gotta be razor.
Shut up! Damn.
That's why I look like, yo, what's up with Dave? He all right?
Trying to make sure you safe.
I'm good.
You know what I mean?
I'm good.
Black gloves.
I think I'm good.
Black mask. He dead. You next. Yeah, put a couple holes in the hole.
We're going to make a couple calls.
Check on a few of the homies.
Yeah, you know how we
check do. On these kings.
Let me see the thing.
Joker. Check on the kings.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was going to say niggas then, man. I was gonna say check on these niggas, man.
All the dirty comrades.
See what's going on.
You see what's going on. Harry the fuck.
Shut up. With your stupid ass Chanel cap. Put your headphones on.
Don't worry about
stupid.
Me.
Sick of you.
Don't worry about me with your stupid ass. New phone looking stupid.
God damn.
I'm on the 100th episode. I look stupid.
Niggas better answer, man.
That nigga taking a shit.
You?
What's up, man?
Can you
hear me? That was good.
Are you in the bathroom? Taking a shit?
It sound like you in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
No, yeah. Nigga, take them headphones off. You can't. Stop telling this nigga, yeah. You can't hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. That's good.
Yo, damn, so, what you got? Skull Candy headphones, nigga?
Man, I got them beat by Dre's, nigga.
Oh.
Actually, they my son's shit. I just boofed him off his ass.
So you stealing from your kids? Got it.
I paid for it. It's mine.
It's not stealing, it's borrowing.
Yeah, give it back. It's yours. That shit don't work.
Shit ain't right. It's yours.
What's good, bro?
Ain't shit, man. What y'all on, bro?
Well, you know, this is episode 100, and we're sipping dirty water.
Congrats.
Episode 100.
Thank you.
We got it done from a basement to a luxury box. Okay.
Whoa.
I don't know what this nigga's talking about.
Y'all niggas done made it, bro.
Yeah, we got marble floors.
The definition of grind till you make it, bro. I'm proud of y'all, man.
We didn't make shit, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, you being modest.
We still broke. I appreciate that.
Man, you reach your heart, my nigga.
I take that. I appreciate that.
We wanted to hit you up and check on the homies, and wanted to ask you, man, how has your 2020 been? Because this is the end of the year now. So how's your 2020 been, man?
I mean, I can't complain, bro. I always be watching. I got a roof over my head. I got food on the table, clothes on my back. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, that what's one of the lessons you learned?
Never take nothing for granted. I mean, I already knew that anyway, but like to be actually faced with it, you know what I'm saying? And face to face, you know what I'm saying? Time we've been going through with this 2020 shit, bro. It's like you can never take nothing for granted. And tomorrow is definitely not promised. So
it's a fact.
Do the best you can with what you got.
Mm. That's a fact, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah, talk.
We understand Christmas just passed.
Oh, my goodness.
How the kids? Because I know you're a big time family man.
One of the major things
I respect about you.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, you got like a you got like a starting five, don't you?
Nah, I ain't got a starting
five.
Let me find out you got a football team.
Yeah, I thought he had a starting five.
Nah. Hey, look, quarterback, running back. I ain't gonna let him do you like that, bro. I ain't gonna let him do you.
I was one of the ones that realized, all right, I can only handle two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
how was the shopping though?
The who?
The shopping.
Oh man, shit. Man, it was straight. We mostly did online shit, you know what I'm saying? With this shit going on with this COVID. So we did mostly online shit. Shout out to Amazon.
Lazy. Did you get your shit on time?
Yeah. Shout out to the employer, you know, but you know. Most of the online shit was quick, easy, and convenient. You know?
Okay. A lot of motherfuckers are really doing this online shit right now, man.
It's just simple, man, you know?
Convenient.
Why? Exactly. To get there in 2 days.
But, B. Davis, exactly. Why the online shopping rather than going to the stores?
I really didn't have time, to be honest with you, bro. And I really don't like crowds. You know what I'm saying? And around here, it's like, stupid crowds, because we got a couple malls, but I just don't like the crowds, man. And then, you know, nigga, you don't know what niggas got going on.
Yeah.
Like, still with my same bunch. You know how y'all got the same bunch y'all deal with. You know what I'm saying? So y'all a little bit more comfortable being around. You ain't worried about nobody being around no bullshit, calling them. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's still crazy with the shop, because when I went out shopping, because with the online, I don't know. With me, I just don't trust it too much.
But I should
do online shopping. But at the same time, when I go out to these stores, like, it's crazy.
I didn't know you could trust online shopping like that.
That's the way I am. I'm
nigga
just
doesn't
funny
have a social
it.
Media.
He
don't trust online nothing.
We was conditioned to go to shop back in the day when we was kids. We wanted to go to the store.
Yeah, you know? So I just love, like...
It is different from buying shit in the store and trying it on. You know what I mean? You buy some shit online and it don't look right on you.
Yeah, that's the thing,
fuck,
too.
Man, you gotta send it back.
Yeah,
online, it takes too long. When I go to a store, I can see what's really. When I get my son shit, I know he can wear that. You know what I'm saying? So, versus then getting online. But don't get it twisted. Online has the most cheapest shit.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? Like, versus then going out to the stores. You can get you a bundle.
They make it seem that way. They make it seem that way. They give you like
still
a little.
You still got to pay for the shipping.
Too. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't.
See, I don't. See, that's the thing. I go out shop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even when I went out shopping, it was crazy. So I feel why
they give you
y'all do it online.
They give you 10% off, but you got to pay for the shipping. So you ain't getting that 10%. You really getting. Yeah, I mean, you get 2%.
They don't get it. Right. Yeah, it's just a hustle game, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But
Now, B. Davis, this is. No, this is goddamn, bro. Can I smoke with you?
Smoking on that COVID.
I see.
I don't want no COVID.
I see.
Nothing called COVID.
This year has been a crazy year, but give me a funny moment of something that happened.
I'm not incriminating myself.
Nah, you good.
funny moment. I don't really have too many. I mean, a lot of
something funny that happened. Not even it don't even have to be with you. Just something you observed.
But you seen somebody?
You put me on the spot with that one.
Ain't nobody putting nobody on the spot, nigga. Just talk some shit.
Nah, cause I gotta think.
I'm fucking with you.
Phase right now.
Well, I'll tell you one.
Hold on, Dave. You seen somebody that need a bra on this one?
Wait, what?
Your titties is everywhere. Put a bra on. Goddamn.
I say Nate Robinson was one of them. That nigga getting knocked the fuck out. That was a great moment.
Are you talking about a random moment just or like
anything? Random, personal, whatever you got.
He's still knocked out. He is still knocked out. Like, I don't think he woke up.
Nah, he good.
Christmas, like, I think he woke up.
He got paid for that shit, though.
He got paid to get knocked out.
He woke up on Christmas.
I put my knee up, but that ain't really funny. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how it happened and what I was doing, but it's not funny.
So it was like an old man moment?
Sound like you was doing something
doing? Yeah, this is what I was trying to do, right? My son, this nigga, like, he got a habit of just leaving his fucking window blinds open, right? So I'm like, the way his room is, it's like, it faces the neighborhood, so you can see straight through that nigga room. You know what type of nigga I am. Mm-hmm. I used to, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody seen in my son room.
And so I just don't like people looking at my shit. So I'm already like, you know, I'm already that type of nigga. Like, I close blinds, you know, if I can't see you, I don't want you to see me.
Yeah.
So I go in there, I'm like, shit, man, this nigga left his blinds open. I'm coming upstairs. So I'm rushing in there. It's dark, mind you. This nigga, it's like, walking in this nigga room is like, trying not to walk on landmines.
Yeah. You know, their room is like toxic.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And you
barefooted.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
I got socks on, but still, it's going to hurt when I touch something. But.
I'm telling you now, that's a setup. Them stay kids, out my room, dad. Right.
Them kids' toys
so
hurt.
The blinds in kids' room, and at the bottom of the window is like it's a window sill, but it's a hard decoration. Like, you can put something on it. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
It's like a little window. What's that shit called, man? A branch. Let's just say it's a little window leaf, whatever. The outside part of the window. And it's real pointy. So I'm in there trying to close the blinds and shit. Rushing. And then, mind you, this nigga got like a basketball goal in his room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Look, two player joint. That'd be a Chuck E. Cheese, you know, the little shit. Close the window, and I slide in, and I hit my knee on the edge part of the window edge.
Ooh.
Or the window sill, and bro, when I tell you I was on the ground, bro.
Did you cry? You sound like Michael.
I hurt, man. I was over it, bro. I thought I'd never be able to walk again, bro.
This nigga
fell. That shit hurt that bad, bro.
I don't know. When you get old, the knees and the feet is the most tenderest thing. Like,
That's what you need the most, bro. That's just like, I want to hit my shit on the edge of that windowsill, bro. Like, it was just.
It's just like, please, down the line, don't need your surgery.
You know, like, it's different when you get hit and you don't see it versus when you see where you, shit, I might hit.
Yeah. But sometimes
that's the type of pain, bro.
Yeah, nigga's already,
you
nigga's
can see some shit and still hit it. Like, you be like,
yeah,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? But
I'm a move. Yeah, I'm a move, but your knee still be like, what the fuck? Like,
how old is your son?
It was basically a football tackle on my knee to my damn self, bro.
Ooh.
How old is your son?
Huh?
How old is your son?
I got my oldest, he's 9, and my youngest, he's 6.
Okay.
Oh, okay, you was in the 6-year-old room or the 9-year-old room?
9-year-old, man, my oldest.
Okay.
So I'm telling you now, he getting at that age where he want to show niggas something. That's why he got his blinds open. Your son might be.
I don't know,
Listen, he want to show niggas something. You want to peek? You come peek.
Kids now.
He not ashamed of what he got. He like, listen, man, leave these blinds open in here.
Nah, the kids now, they just do too much. The kids now, they just don't pay thinking attention.
About it. I see your son been holding it down on the court, too. I see what's going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's just trying to stay active, bro.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. That's good, though. That's good.
Yeah. You got to do that because the kids get real fat nowadays sitting behind
you. Especially on these little damn games and stuff, man. These little TV shows. I'm like, nah, bro, get up off that.
That's a fact.
You're killing your brain cells, man.
Yeah.
I thought mom was lacking a little bit with the games, but I heard he be out there playing the basketball. I heard he a little bit good, and I got to check him out.
So,
don't be showing me nothing. You know, they be fronting.
You said what, Moses?
You know how they be fronting with your dad at, like, they don't play, but with the homies, they're going to play harder.
Ball, like, they
gonna
out play, there.
You remember, like,
sweating
Because my dad, with my dad, I won't play like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you too old, man. But the niggas you fuck with,
my son be trying to cross me every time I go out there, Jay.
I'm sorry.
I block everything. I don't care.
No mercy. No mercy, bro.
The crazy thing about my son right now is he's almost as tall as me. I don't know how to feel about that.
How old is he?
12. He just turned 12.
Damn, he hit the 10.
He's tall.
Mine's 13, man. So I'm like...
That's that filet mignon on that lamb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the salmon.
The family got to eat good. God damn it,
grade A.
Yeah, salmon.
Hey, B. Davis. Before we get out of here, what's next for you in 2021?
Shut up, pork juice. Get the fuck out of here.
You do. You drink pork juice every morning. You drink pork juice every morning.
I don't do no pork
take
juice.
A shot.
Skin is shiny. Anybody's skin shiny like that? Drink pork juice.
I do the black seed oil.
With the pork juice.
With that black seed oil.
Yeah.
What you want me to do? Every morning.
You fried the black seed oil
really
in the pork.
For real.
I fucks with it. I ain't been sick yet.
It just make your boo-boo better.
Y'all on that shit?
Nah, they don't fuck with it.
Nah, because it cleans you out, so I fuck with it.
B. Davis, what you got in store for 2021, man?
Hey, man, another day, another dollar, man. Just trying to learn, you know.
I mean, it's hard to foresee the future nowadays, especially after this year.
Day at a time, man. You know, just try to do the best. I'll be the best person I can be, man.
I mean, do you have any type of special plans? Like, maybe, you know, trying to start a business or anything, or, you know, a different job?
Yeah, you know, trying to come out with a record? You coming out with a new dance?
You got some music coming. We're like, what's up? What we on the phone with you?
I got some things I'm plotting on in life, but I won't speak on it yet.
Okay. Coming out with shoes.
Secret ass nigga.
Coming out with leather coats. Your own dojo.
Nothing like that.
New minks.
I do want to go back to school, though, for real, so I'll probably be looking into that.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Got you, young man.
That's about some real shit.
School is good right now. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
Well, sell t-shirts, sell dope. It's all good.
Wait, what?
Hold on, we gotta do what you gotta do.
We're on the phone, bro. What are you talking about?
Nah, I'm just talking. Don't worry about what I'm talking about.
You should incriminating.
No, I ain't.
B. Davis, we're going to let you go, man. Get back to the family. We know how you do, man.
College experience. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man. Happy 100 to y'all, man. Congratulations. I'm proud of y'all, man. I can't wait till y'all get a 200, man.
You know what I'm saying? Man, you wish it 200 more. You think we're going to make it that far?
Yeah. I can't stand these two niggas, man.
I don't know if we're going to make it to 200, nigga. I don't know.
Davis. You know you're going to make it to 100, nigga. No shit. Never say nothing.
That's a fact.
Hey, Dave, you heard me? If I slap the back of his nigga head, he gonna keep on going. Fuck you talking about?
It's a lot of grass outside, Moses. It's a lot of grass outside, Moses. Relax, Moses. It's a lot of grass out there.
We gonna make it.
What is she talking about? Like, god damn.
We hear
that's
that.
What I'm telling you.
We appreciate you, bro.
AB Davis, all I gotta say is I'm glad that you, you know what I'm saying, a smart nigga, because sometimes with him, I just try to figure out this. Is people really smart? And what? When I talk to you, I'm like, yeah, I know they smart. You know what I'm saying? Because people go to college to be smart, but I don't know what he did. But I'm not saying nothing bad about him, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they treat me, B. Davis, around this motherfucker.
Yeah,
I tell you, that's why I was like, I don't know if we're gonna make
Davis,
it.
You know, he's like Malik.
I don't know if we're gonna make it.
You know, he's like Malik. Come see, low, Malik, you know,
it's a lot of grass outside, Moses.
Nah, what that mean? Cut it. What you keep talking about?
This is me, nigga. This is me. Do you fucking what? This is me, nigga. What the fuck you mean? It's grand. Go cut it, nigga. What the fuck you mean? Yeah. I'm smart, nigga. I didn't go to college. He's talking sweet. About.
Hey, yo, B. Davis. We wish you good health and wealth for the next new year.
Definitely.
You too, man. Y'all saying likewise, man. And happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
Everybody stay safe, man.
Yes, sir.
You too, man.
And y'all niggas be careful tonight, too, man. I know y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all celebrating 100, man. Y'all niggas might go a little overboard, man. So y'all niggas be careful.
Nah, we ain't going that hard. Don't worry.
Niggas
might,
is chilling.
They might bring out the damn moonshine or something.
Nah.
Shout out to CJ, but we ain't doing it.
Shout out to CJ.
And moonshine had my throat hurt for 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Nigga, thank you. Nah.
That shit burn your soul, bro. Trust me.
You can't have no fucking COVID with that shit.
Nah, that's the cure.
That's the cure.
Nigga.
Moonshine is the cure to COVID.
Yeah, you just gotta do a line of it.
Yeah, my skin.
Whoa.
There you go.
All right, B. Day, we're gonna get the fuck out of here because the feds gonna flag this call soon. I don't know what's going on. All right, bro, be safe, man.
They sniffing moonshine. Sniffing moonshine.
Oh, shit. Yo, y'all some fucking idiots, man. Just so y'all know, man.
It's good to hear from B. Davis.
Definitely. He's the funniest nigga.
Right. Who else we got?
His birthday is around OG's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what makes him like my brother.
It's a couple days apart or something like that?
Yeah, like 2 days apart.
Ah.
2 days apart. November Sagittarius. Oh, man. That nigga said give him a little second, so I ain't gonna call him just yet. I wanted to ask y'all, though. No, listen, this episode 100, and this is 2 years of potting.
100.
This is 2 years of potting, guys. Like, 2 years of potting.
Has it been 2 years?
2 years, bro. We start,
putting in work.
The first episode, Backwards.
Putting in work.
That's a fact. Backwards versus Raw came out in December 2018.
Oh,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So we here with this shit. Fucking, there's a camera in here now on the low. Yep. We're trying to do this visual thing.
You just love stand pointing
up,
that
Moses.
Out.
Stand up, Moses.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, show them what it is, Moses. Real niggas.
What
you
the
know
fuck? What the fuck?
I don't know. Nah, man.
2 years of fucking potting, guys. How do y'all feel about that? I want to ask y'all about that. Like,
it feels good, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's been hard work, nigga. Been putting in work.
It's a lot of work.
Sweat, tears, arguing, getting into the shit.
We should have.
You know what I'm saying?
We had a camera for the arguments.
Arguments.
Oh, my God.
We ain't doing shit, nigga. Dave, man, I ain't doing shit until it's right, nigga.
If we had a camera for
until it's fucking right, nigga.
Moses, if we had a camera for the arguments.
Don't talk to me like that.
Oh,
I'm from New York. I'm from Carolina. What?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Yeah, those would have been.
All the titties we seen on that TV. Ass. Huh? What?
Because you always turn the
It's a fucking 100.
You always turn Pornhub on, bro.
I don't turn no porn. You got the Pornhub when you walk in.
And then you be subscribing to these OnlyFans girls.
No, I be watching movies.
That's Dave, my bad.
I watch real movies.
Dave be subscribing to OnlyFans girls. We watch
that. Stop lying about us. When you walk in your fucking house, it says Lex.
Pornhub ready. Who the fuck does that?
He got the gold plaque.
The gold platinum plaque. Premium.
But we went from a garage to multiple porches.
Multiple houses.
To our own studio.
And we had a fire engineer. Let's not forget about fire engineer.
And, right. And
we was over there. His space was nice.
That's right.
Be Rich. Shout out to Be Rich. His space was nice. But
let's get it right.
Fire.
Even though we was at Be Rich, he gave us a shot.
That's a fact.
He started us off. Shout out to B.
So shout out to B. Even though, you know what I'm saying, we talk our shit from that first last episode, he gave us a shot. So I appreciate it.
So we went from another nigga spot
to another nigga spot. Shout out to E.
Shout out to E. How are you? You can't forget
shout
about
to
E.
Shout out to E. Yeah, your homeboy for life, man.
And we had a lot of laughs on E's behalf. So shout out to E.
You know what I'm saying? E is funny. Y'all don't understand how E is funny, man. I fuck with E. E is real funny, bro. Yeah. Like,
then we came, Back Porch.
Back Porch.
OG, rest in peace.
OG, my porch. We might have done
Garage. We did garage. Back Porch at Dave's house. Crazy. Garage. Garages.
Did we do Behind KJ's?
Nah.
I think we was about
we
to
did
do
that
one.
Rome Crib. Shout out to Cuz.
Shout out to Cuz.
That Rome Crib.
Did that Rome Crib. Damn, we came a long way within these 2 years.
Yeah.
Of doing this podcast. And shout out to everybody that does fuck with us and that does listen to this podcast. Because we wouldn't keep doing this shit. We didn't notice that we are getting listeners, honestly.
Man, we done came a long way, man.
They coming from everywhere. They coming from overseas. The listeners are coming from Canada, Mexico. Like, it's crazy. LA, New York, Miami. You know what I mean? New York. So, like, different parts of New York. You know what I mean? Detroit. Chicago, I'd be like, damn, like, motherfuckers is fucking with us. Like,
y'all forget about the plenty hidden tapes we got. You know what I'm saying? When we first started.
Oh, yeah.
So,
shout out to South Carolina.
Like, this is nothing like we just jumped on. We been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Yeah, we got a few episodes that ain't out.
That never
we might,
came out.
We
right?
might even put those out. We don't know.
We got to hand that over to CJ, see if we can figure that out. For
I think some people
like some lost, a lot of lost funny type shit.
It's a lot of lost funny shit that we got.
They definitely got to be cleared up, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But see, it's with CJ. He did. CJ, that nigga. Hey, yo, shout out to CJ.
Yeah,
you supposed
CJ.
To be here, nigga.
Yeah, man, for the 100, man.
For the 100. You supposed to keep it 100. But he do keep it 100.
Right now, CJ.
Yeah, he said the house eating turkey.
I talk too much shit on my nigga.
Man, they eat turkey and shit. You can't go.
Let me see if I can call this.
Hold on,
what's going on? Dude, this clown motherfucker.
Nigga calling Pizza Hut.
Might be calling a pizza.
Y'all gonna be on.
Hey, yo, listen, all day, you are live on Dirty War, so don't say nothing incriminating, because I know you. You different.
I do cocaine. every once in a while, I do some damn heroin.
Yes!
There you go.
Tell the truth!
What up, boy?
When life comes at you, bro, you just got to do what you got to do, bro.
Stop telling the world what the fuck you're doing, bro. Relax, man. Relax.
Spend them lives, man.
I love it.
How are you, bro?
What's good?
What's up, bro? Let's see. I just got back from Fayetteville, that long-ass damn drive.
Hold on. So you came to the Ville? You ain't hollering at me? I'm sick of your shit, man.
No, I just went down there because it was Nico's daughter's birthday, bro.
Sick of you, Sterling. Yeah. Sick of y'all.
Happy birthday.
You know how Sterling's rock.
Y'all ain't shit, but I love
y'all. Facts.
Yo, so we wanted to hit you up, man. How's your 2020? Because it's the end of the year.
Oh, shit, bro. Like, hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That 2020 been bad for everybody else, but shoot. Nigga done got a job, $85K a year salary.
And you told the podcast that you do cocaine, and you can talk. Bro, I don't understand this.
How you think you got too much paper?
Hey, we start making that money, boy. You got to damn go. We got to go to white people now.
You know what I'm saying? Got to do the
it's
white
a rich
drugs.
Man drug. Yeah. He's rich. That's what you're trying to say.
Stop
it. So, I done bought it. I got the truck and I bought a Hellcat, dropped 30 on that. So I only got 4 more payments left for my Hellcat and then bought a Harley Davidson.
Oh, God. Got a hell one cat and sniffing cocaine on tits.
I'm coming to visit. I'm sick of this shit.
Hey, boy. Hey, you come up here, you better be ready, though. Shit, because that damn Hellcat's monster. I almost got 1,000 horsepower now. So I'm racing Lamborghini for fun, though.
I got to drive that.
Coming down there. Chopper's on deck. Everything's on deck, definitely.
Yeah. Chopper's on deck.
You had a kid this year, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, you got a starting five too?
Nah. I got my daughter. My daughter born in February, so you know, I mean, got my little princess. She stay on my hip 24/7.
Oh, okay. You know. Yeah. So you got three of them now.
I got three of them. I already got on my 2021 list. I'm getting snipped, bro.
That's how you feel?
Man, ain't nobody getting no more from me. I'm done.
You just gonna go ahead and go through with it.
No, don't do it, man. It's one ball.
I did my duties to this world. I repopulated it by three.
Times three. I hear that shit.
Don't snip, man. They're going to take one of your balls.
Man, shoot. Look, man. Well, my two boys in child support I paid, I could be driving Lamborghini. Right. I'm done.
You done, huh?
That's wild. Hell yeah.
How was your Christmas, bro?
I had the boys last year, so I let them go to their mama house. The only bad thing about Christmas, I've been trying to get that PS5 promise my son, my youngest son, the PS5, bro. I've been staying up late Walmart, 3 o'clock, PS5 drop in the morning. This, that, man, can't get a PS5 to save my. I was about to call about 900 on StockX, but I was like, bro, it ain't worth it, bro. I'm just going to tell a little nigga, look, bro.
I was going to tell you how stupid you were if you would have did that.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? I promised him he was waiting on it, but I was just like, bro, I tried, bro.
Yeah. But see, the thing about those right there, like, anything come out new, I'd rather wait. Because the side effects is always happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they start fucking up. So I always let those run out until they really fix the shit. Then get those. You know what I'm saying? He'd be glad to get it. Then you get better deals with it because they're going to give you gains with it.
Better bundles and all that shit. Yeah, that's how,
you know what I'm saying? You know how the game go, man. It's a hustle with this shit. So.
The funny thing is, I keep asking everybody how their Christmas was. I don't even celebrate that shit. I didn't celebrate it at all.
Who cares, bro?
You know what I did?
I ain't buy nothing, nigga.
You know I did. I got my bottle of Jack Daniels and play Call of Duty all damn day. That's my Christmas.
Nah, but I'm saying ain't no gifts or nothing. I ain't celebrate none of that shit.
I ain't got no gifts.
Because I'm saying, when you grow now, bro, it's a white man holiday, bro. It's a made up white man holiday. So.
Yeah, it is. It's just money spent.
And my son's birthday just passed on the 12th.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that
was his Christmas right there.
You already know. And I cannot get that PS. I've been trying to get that PS5.
That shit mind-boggling. So I got the Xbox. Xbox just came in yesterday. Well, nah, but I got the Xbox. That's why I need. That's why 2021, I'm saving money. I got money now. Buying shit real quick when I was trying to get PS5.
I got money now.
I was trying to get the PS5. I couldn't get it. I'm on that bitch for like 3 hours at Walmart, Best Buy, trying to get it. And then I was like, bro, PS5's a dub. Can't get it today. So I just clicked on Xbox. And so I clicked on it, said sold out. I clicked refresh once. And I said, add a card. All right. Boom, add a card. I was like, all right, put your payment information. $549. I was like, well, fuck it. I got it in the car. Might as well do it. I'm about to get back national 2K and beat your ass, Les. Your ass trash.
Yo, you never beat me in anything, bro.
You sleep out your mind.
You stupid. Don't worry about it. I believe it.
We gotta go out to the club, but next time I'm wearing a shirt, like, don't touch me. Next time we go out, I'm gonna wear a shirt that says, don't touch me.
Because girls like you, Moses.
Nah, I don't know. Girls like you in the club.
Girls want you in the club.
Nah, don't touch me.
You gotta wear a Chanel cap, too. You gotta wear a Chanel cap.
I don't want it.
They go, come on.
They was tripping.
So all day, give me something that you learned this year.
You said what? Hey, I hear you.
Say, give me something that you learned in 2020 with everything going on.
Actually, I don't want to discriminate myself, but damn, my brother told me one thing, which I started doing a little bit last year, but I went heavy on this year. Mm-hmm. It was damn saving that money, bro. Saving that money. But like, you know what I mean? So I got money in stocks. I got money in saving account, man. Matter of fact, I even got an account for all three of my kids where I set up my thing to where, like, every 2 weeks it takes out like 100, 150 each kid when I, and I know I didn't even touch it. So I had got back and looked at it. Like, all three of my kids got over like 2,000 and whatnot. Then I just learned how to, and then I learned how to damn take out, like, so I get money. So, like, so my cousin give me money when I, for real, he give it to me in cash. So when he starts giving it to me in cash, I start putting that in my little saving room. And they say no. So I got 4 or 5 different things of just saving money. So now it's like, if I want something called $1,000, I can go buy $1,000 and not really face it because I got 4 different saving incomes.
Man, hey, listen, I need to borrow $1,000, though.
No, bro.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to give it back. Like, no, come bro. On.
And
like,
that's how you
nah,
keep
bro.
It.
Nah, King, don't say you broke. Just be like, I ain't got it. Funds right
I ain't
now.
Got it.
Crazy. Told me everything that's hard. Going on, yeah. And then I can't even borrow it. Like, that's crazy.
Right, man, hey, man, times hard. You know the corona stuff going on?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, tell him if he really if he really need it, you got him. But he don't need it.
Of course.
Well, yeah, he don't need it.
No, man, you better make sure you know legs on
this. Yeah, he don't need it.
What are you talking about?
But if he ever did need it, I got him.
I'm broke. It's rough out here, man. It's rough out here. Hey, all day, before we get out of here, I want to ask you, what you got planned for 2021? It's about to be a new year. Like, what you, like, any being, business ventures you got going on, anything?
He about to be my new shooter.
Like, you turn into a kingpin? Like, what is going on with you?
It's my new shooter.
I get my bachelor's in March, and then,
Okay, shout out to you getting your bachelor's, okay.
Yeah, I got my associate's last year. I get my bachelor's in March, and then I've been bullshitting and shit, but transportation logistics, that's my damn thing, so, I mean, my pops been talking heavy about going out and buying 2 or 3 18-wheelers or 2 or 3 dualies and get some car trailers, so if I could do that, now I still work my job, make my money, while still, you know, I mean, have some trucks on the road, let that ride. Cause I told everybody, bro, I'm not working no 50, bro. At 40 years old, bro, I want to have like 3, 4, and I want to be, I'm done. I'm going to sit on the back porch with my shirt off, my gut out, drinking 40 ounces.
Why you got to have a gut? You don't have to have a gut. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have a gut.
That means you eating good.
Nah. Yeah, eating good.
You don't have to have a gut. Sure.
Man, them beers and good food gonna have a gut.
Fact. Sitting on the back porch, drinking a Mad Dog and smoking a cigar.
A Mad Dog.
You know a Mad, that's disgusting.
You are a filthy human being.
I don't change, bro. I don't change.
That nigga, one punch to the chest and kill a nigga though.
Make sure you let me know about this business shit you talking about. I want in on that.
Oh yeah, I already know. Yeah, I already know. That's what shit. I'm pro. But like, no, I mean, hey, no, that's what I'm saying. If I do this shit right, that shit kick off. How I kick off? I want by like 38 years old. Me to have like 10, 12 trucks on the road.
Yeah,
and then dope. I ain't working for the man no more.
Right, now that's you, dope. Now right. You just sending niggas out. Right, you know what I mean? Like, bro.
Well, look, bro, we ain't gonna hold you, bro. It's good talking to you. We know you got shit going on. You know what I mean? You gotta take care of shit, whatever.
Yeah, we
good, man. Talk to you, man. Love you, fam, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man. Hey, when y'all boys get bored, man, y'all come to Charlotte, but y'all already know I'm out of bottles and everything.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm coming to Charlotte real soon, bro. Like, you know, real shit, I'm coming.
I need to come up there, man.
Just let me know. Mikasa Sukasa, blood.
Listen, relax.
Tell me that
blood shit. I don't know nothing about none of that.
Young Yonkers.
You know what I'm saying?
He's Fayetteville now, man.
Yeah, don't give him that.
East side Fayetteville.
He country as hell now.
Yeah, they don't know that nigga in Yonkers.
Relax, Dave.
They do not know him. Tell you.
All right, all day. Be safe, bro. And stay dangerous, my nigga.
Y'all boys be safe. Enjoy your New Year's too, man.
You too, man.
All right, bro.
Oh man, that was funny.
Why don't you tell your man to eat man meat?
What are you talking about?
You ain't want to say that. Nah, that's shit. What I'm talking about.
Nobody
you be frontin'.
Fucking eats
nah,
man
but
meat,
you be fronting, yo. You don't want to tell your real homies you be eating that man meat. Man eater.
Man eater. So, what you guys got planned for the next year?
Stack this money up. Honestly. Like, really, I'm about to go hard. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm about to see some new changes.
I'm going to have a new change. I ain't going to be specific on my new change just yet. But I'm targeting certain business ventures, start spreading out too. Then as far as like trying to push the podcast more too, because Dirty Water, I love this shit. So 2021, I feel like it's going to be, I mean, 2020 has been a hard year for me, but I'm going to roll with the punches because I'm still alive.
There's so a lot of people that's not. Start your own chicken joint?
Nah. I don't really want to say exactly. Chicken. Nah, I don't really want to say
Lexington
exactly.
Lexington chicken. Get your chicken right.
Going to be plant-based.
Fry your chicks in with Lexington.
Plant-based chicken.
Lexington.
That's nasty.
What's wrong with a plant-based chicken?
Nah, my nigga.
We can't do plant-based chicken.
This nigga said, what's wrong with the plant-based?
What's wrong with plant-based chicken?
Nah, dog. We not doing plant-based chicken, dog.
I'm not trusting that. What you gonna have, mushrooms, fried? These taste like chicken. It's mushrooms.
How was y'all Christmas? What y'all do, man?
Oh, I just spend it on my son. Like, I just enjoy that. Yeah. I didn't really want nothing.
What you buy, though? What'd he get?
Clothes. He got some shoes. Mm. He got the new Cold War. He got the UFC. I forget what else. I think he got the new football game. Madden. Got him controller. As soon as I see how this PlayStation gonna come out, I'm getting him that. But I wasn't worried about that. Like, I'm not stressing on that stuff. Just the stuff that he needs. Mm-hmm. What I didn't get was a lot of socks and underwear. That's what I regret. You know, you got to get them the socks and the underwear.
Yeah. And the t-shirts. It's cold outside.
Yeah,
get
but
the little undershirts.
I got him a lot of coats and hoodies. I need got a Marine coat. He was like, you know, I was just surprised because, you know, you always shocked at what you get your kids. I wonder if they like it. But he was like, yo, Dad, this is hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
You get your parents anything?
Yeah, I
skip
got
that
my,
on that.
Mama watch her some perfume. My dad some movies.
Some blingy.
Yeah,
you got
her
some blingy.
Some
nigga sound like Young and May over there.
Relax, man. some blingy over there, man.
You sound like Young and May.
Word.
Protect your neck, nigga.
I bought my mother a pistol and my grandmother a pistol.
Whoa, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. You got to strap the fam up.
It's different times coming.
You know what I mean?
Was it pink?
Nah, them shits cost. All that color shit cost. Yeah, I mean, you get the regular
cost too
black.
Much.
Regular black.
That's dope, though, Dave.
Schmitty West, you heard?
That's dope.
And they liked it?
Run up on, yeah, they liked it. They picked it out.
Of course. Everybody in the family loved to shoot. I'm not I get shooters. So what the fuck I need to shoot?
We gotta get them used to it. I think my grandmother might be a little bit used to it than my mother, though, because my grandmother thug.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Shout out to Auntie.
Grandma been out here.
Grandma done shot a couple of times.
I hope not.
Mama a little timid. My grandma about that shit.
Grandma done shot a few Tommies off with the extra clip.
Well, like I said on the phone.
Ooh, and hold on, I ain't done yet, bad. Nigga. And I got a
my bad. Hold on.
You know what I mean? And
excuse
I got
me.
What I get for Christmas? I got a bathrobe. That shit's soft. I'm lit.
Some Versace shit?
Nah, it ain't no Versace.
Fendi?
Shit. Nah.
Gucci?
Nah.
Versace,
I know how Dave is, man. Dave gets some designer type shit.
It was a gift. It was. It's nice, though.
It's Versace.
That's what it gotta be. He don't want to tell us it got a Medusa head on the back of it.
Versace?
Gotta watch Dave, man.
I might be. If I had that shit, I'd be sitting in it right now, nigga. Episode 100. Fuck you talking about?
Looking like Ghostface?
Exactly what I was thinking about.
Yo,
Ghostface.
Yep. That shit was hard,
with
bro.
The ski mask on.
That shit was hard. Like,
oh, we could tell the ski mask, Dave.
That's not happening now with the videos, like.
That's
crazy.
That's because
like
niggas
that.
Ain't original.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody like Ghostface.
Nah, it's like, don't get it. I'll take that back. It's a lot of artists. It's a lot of artists original, but they not.
Right. That's a lot
what
of gold
it used to
too.
Be. Yeah.
That shit was heavy.
He was wearing
the eagle and
with
then
the
like,
eagle?
And then like 2 months later his shit was in a sling. That's how you know that shit was real.
You know what
that shit was heavy, nigga. It broke his nigga shit.
Oh my
God.
That eagle was the hardest.
Yeah. Shout out to Supreme Clientele, one of my favorite albums from Ghostface, man. Love that album.
Man. Oh my God, man.
I already talked about my Christmas. Like, I ain't do a goddamn thing. Fuck Christmas.
I thought you had a story or something, nigga.
What you mean? You ain't doing nothing at Christmas? So what y'all do at Christmas? You just chill out?
I just cook some spaghetti. Make some spaghetti. Oh,
yeah. It's Christmas.
Make a pot of spaghetti.
I cook spaghetti.
That's what my mother wanted. My mother said, yo, make some spaghetti.
You know what? I'm not mad at changing the menu for Christmas. Because I keep it 100. I'm tired of the Thanksgiving food for Christmas. I'm going to keep it 100. Mm. I'll wait. Like next Christmas, yeah, we had switching it up.
That's the thing. I think people should stop.
I love soul
trying
food.
To be traditional.
But I don't want it for Christmas no more. We're switching it up.
I think people should stop trying to be traditional with these
and
holidays.
Then make your own tradition.
Make your own food different. You know what I'm saying?
That's been my thing.
You can have
lately.
Tacos for Christmas. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know what I'm saying, spaghetti. It don't matter.
Just like Thanksgiving when I did the lamb, the salmon. Cornish hens. You know, we didn't even do a turkey.
I just feel like...
Well, next time, you could turn Christmas into a family day. You know what I mean? A love day or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, because everybody's off. Just cook up something nice.
Or everybody's going to like... On turkey day, just fry the turkey and make turkey sandwich.
But you don't have to make turkey, though.
With fries.
I mean, but he celebrates Thanksgiving, though. His Christmas is what...
Yeah,
you know,
Christmas.
Man.
My mom
still
wanted
fry
me to
the
do
turkey
that.
On Christmas. Yeah, I love turkey sandwich. I love
you fry
fried turkey
whenever
sandwiches.
The fuck you want.
That's a fact.
I love I love fried
be
turkey sandwiches.
Ain't mad at that.
Yeah, nah.
Fried turkey sandwiches. Turkey sandwiches.
All right, nigga. I checked out Lil Durk's new album, The Voice. I like it. Fire.
Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Lil Durk.
Oh, so now you don't know Lil Durk. That's why I hate Moses, man. He be on that bullshit, but it's cool.
Lil Durk.
It's dope, though. He keeps some good music coming out.
Okay, Chicago, Lil Durk.
Yeah, I think he got a track on there dissing the duck nigga that died.
Because, you know what I'm saying, duck dissed his people. Yeah. I ain't trying to be funny. Duck was on that level.
They just need to relax.
Nice.
I know it's deep-rooted, but come on. It's going to have to... It's gonna have to start with somebody letting shit go.
Yeah,
nobody wants to let shit go.
Right.
Nobody wants to be that big a person.
It's nice. It's not nice to show to you real. I just wish y'all would have just handling music.
Chicago, you know, being together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but hold it down at the same time. I don't know what.
Even though Chicago be beef, I think Chicago should hold it down because y'all from Chicago. Like, no matter what, I have beef, I still support the artists. You know what I'm saying?
But it's still gang out there,
when they gang killed your cousin.
And his family is gang. It's all that mixed in, you know what I mean, in a big city. But like, Chicago ain't small.
But that's the thing. I can't imagine. It's tough.
Yeah, it's real.
You in the gang.
It's tough.
You in the gang. What you want me to do?
And shout out to Chicago, because, like I said, I be seeing y'all be listening to us. So, you know
Chicago
I hope
hard.
They get it together one day.
Chicago go hard, man. Got a lot of good shit in Chicago. Good-ass food, deep dish pieces and shit.
Long live King Von. He's all on that. You know, that was his boy. He got a joint on there with him.
Okay.
Yeah, the album sounds like, I mean, Lil Durk, he do his thing to me. You know what I mean? I always fuck with him.
I'm just mad at all these artists that was in their prime and then they died. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Pop Smoke was coming out with some heaters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm mad because I don't know, like I said, if that's the direction they want to go. Because a lot of these artists got music after they die. They got plenty of music.
Right.
But how do they want it presented? You know what I'm saying? Like, look how they was in the studio. These niggas was in the studio 24/7 mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tupac, he was in the studio 24/7. Mm-hmm. How do we know that he wants some of that shit out? Produced right. You know what I'm saying? That's why he didn't put it out, because he wasn't ready. You just assume it. You know what I'm saying? So just like Biggie, he had a lot of shit out. You just assume it. So it's fucked up, man.
38 Special dropped the album. I ain't get to hear it yet, but I'm sure it got some fire on it.
38 Special.
Interstate 38.
Is what he is. He's a 38 Special.
I like the 1995 joint we spoke about, but I'm pretty sure this is the album joint, so I'm definitely about to go spin that.
Shout out to Rochester.
There you go, Dave. See, Dave keep the New York going.
Mm-hmm. No, but
He always come out with some haters. Mm-hmm. Never said nothing's lame. You know what I'm saying? I never hear nothing that be like, man, turn this shit.
Yeah, and he make beats too.
Make his own
so
shit.
Like,
make his own shit. He got his own little
He's
crew.
A hard worker too at his craft, so salute to him.
Shout out to Rain 910. I see you got an album out, Amber Vision. I'm going to go spin that too. He got joints with Jim Jones, 38 Special. He from the Ville.
I think Votto on that shit too.
You know what I mean? So definitely got to go support that, spin that for the Ville.
Where he from? He from like Raleigh or something like that?
Nah, he from here.
He from the Ville?
He from the Ville. Nah, well, no, nigga.
Okay.
Don't be disrespectful. See, that's that shit I'm talking about, Dave.
What's Raleigh's right? 919?
919 is Raleigh.
Okay, I got you.
Nah, he from the Ville,
all
for
right.
Sure.
Y'all do.
I just realized nobody had the headphones on.
It's all hot over there.
Like, what the fuck going on?
Oh, shit.
I want to be like last episode.
But yeah, we want to say, before we get up out of here, rest in peace to everybody that passed this year.
This year, definitely.
You know what I mean? Because it's been a rough year for
it's been
deaths.
A rough year with deaths, man.
It's been a long year. This year felt like it flew by, but it was long at the same time. Because, just so many people
everybody
dying
sitting,
left to right.
And people were sitting in the house.
It's people sitting in the house, yeah. So it's, know what I mean? Rest in peace to everybody. Everybody passed from illness, from COVID, from police.
Cancer, fuck cancer.
Yep.
Police
brutality.
Down. Yeah.
All that shit.
I don't like to say this right here. Rest in peace to my cousin Jamie. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace, Smiley.
You know what I'm saying? So,
rest in peace, Smiley. Damn. Oh, and Smiley and my Uncle Mark, they was the ones that used to come play basketball after class every day with me. Mm-hmm. So, rest in peace. Like, it's crazy that they was best friends and they died 2 weeks apart from each other.
Yeah, someone told me a lot, man.
It's crazy.
It's just crazy how we, I wish I could have talked to him more before things happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to start. Trying to reach out and stop all this hatred.
Oh, before we get the fuck out of here, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Moses. Definitely.
All right.
Before we get the fuck up out of here, I got to tell y'all what the fuck I seen when I was at the gas station the other day, minding my business, because that's what I like to do, mind my business.
What, a chick with just one shoe on?
No, not at all, right? So, it was like...
Let me get a dollar.
It had to be 9 Mexicans.
Oh, shit. You racist.
Grown men Mexican. Or I'm going to say Hispanics. I'm not racist at all. Right?
I'm just joking.
Okay, cool. I went to go get some apple juice to mix with my liquor, and I see these guys. Okay, cool. They was dressed Charlotte. They was going somewhere, maybe to a little party. Cool, whatever, right? Do you know all 9 grown men of these Hispanics all climb inside of a 4-door Chevy Silverado crew cab?
What's wrong with that?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
They didn't even use the bed of the truck.
Doesn't. Got a lot of space in there.
There's not that much space in there.
Well, first of all, shout out to the...
Shout out to the Mexicans or the Hispanics.
I don't know.
They customized the whip.
Right. I don't know where they was from or whatever. Shout out to the Spanish people. But I've seen that plenty of times. And
but I'm saying it's about to be 2021. They still doing that?
No, nigga. And guess how quick.
And I mean, they got in there.
And they got a full tank. You know why? How much they got to give a piece? There's 9 niggas in there. Right? Not to mention, they ain't that big.
No, that was.
It was big.
I couldn't believe they got in there. This is 9.
Was it 9?
Look
or
how
was
much
it
money
it
they saved.
It was 9, bro. I counted, bro.
Look how much money they
I'm
saving.
I'm not making this shit up.
Look how much money they saving.
Shout out to my Spanish brethren. I ain't mad at nothing y'all do. Cause
I'm not mad at it either. Yeah. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Yeah, nah. But they still doing
it.
It
was just like, wow.
Though. Yeah, they do it. They still doing like, it. They still doing
I've
it.
Seen it before.
There's no way I'm sitting on nobody's lap.
Listen,
first of all,
when you well, you know what? You know what I'm gonna say?
I'm not sitting on nobody's lap.
Have you ever actually had a conversation with an immigrant that came here and how they got here? I had a guy.
No, I haven't, but go ahead and speak on it.
I had a friend I went to the high school with. We wasn't close, but we he used to draw well. And we met in art class or whatever. But this nigga had told me he got separated from his family from Mexico. And he stayed with like two or three different families that he didn't know until he got to here and met up with one of his aunts or some shit like that. Like he told me his whole fucking story. I can't really remember the story of him crossing the border and all that. But only thing I remember, he came from Canada. He went to Canada and made his way down from there, hit the different states, and then he ended up in Greenburg. Greenburg, New York.
New York.
Greenburg, New York. Yeah, and he said he actually got separated from his mother and his sisters and his brothers. I think never like reconnected with some of his siblings. But he ended up linking back up with his mother and his sister or some shit like that.
Damn.
So when you used to extreme situations, nigga piling up in a car with heat, nigga, we in here. And first of all, it's too cold to be in the bed of the truck. We gonna put that was a fact. Now.
It was definitely too cold to be in the bed of the
nigga
truck.
Nigga scoot over.
But it was 9 of them.
I ain't mad out of bed. They get it in, man. They get it in.
They fit and they got in there.
Yeah, they got in there. Easy.
Don't ask me how they did it.
Easy.
I don't know exactly how they did it, but they did it. I said, damn. Well, I tell you this, man. What I learned about 2020 is this too. Everybody's going through something.
Right.
Everybody has a story. Leave people the fuck alone. Like, for real, leave people the fuck alone, because you don't know who's everybody ready to snap. You don't know what somebody's going through. Right. You don't know what they just lost. Leave people the fuck alone. Mind your fucking business. Drink some alkaline water. Eat your fruit. Eat your veggies. Mm-hmm. And just continue to mind your fucking business and focus on your business.
Drink black seed oil.
You know, yeah, black seed oil, all that shit. Get your sea moss, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Boost your immune system out here. Fuck COVID. Fuck cancer, man.
That's right.
That's how I'm on. That's episode 100. We getting the fuck out of here. Shout out my nigga Dave. Shout out my nigga Moses. I love y'all niggas. I can't believe we made this far, but we're going to keep doing this shit.
Word.
Shout out to the east side of Fayetteville.
We're going to keep on rocking.
Check us out on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. Twitter, DirtyWater_water_NC. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Well, I wish Moses would get some shit, but he chilling. It's cool. He chilling.
We gonna figure it out. We gonna figure it out.
Shit.
It's a new 2021. It's gonna be a new year. We gonna figure out a way for Moses to interact with everybody.
21 gonna be new year. Ain't no shit.
Happy 2021, everybody. Make changes in your life. Do better for people. Don't be selfish out this motherfucker. And get more money, man. And feed your fucking family.
Right.
2-6 and...
Promote your people, man.
That's right. Support black business.
There you go.
Moses.
Dave. True. Hey, yo, buy a fucking t-shirt.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Get the t-shirt.
Show us.
Get the fucking t-shirt. Huh? Huh?
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?